All right, a little more work remaining here. Let's move on, please, to 94. That's a roll call vote on.
Authorize the city attorney to appeal the declaratory judgment and permanent injunction in Joseph Walsh v. Bryant Enga et al.
I guess we do need to hear from the city attorney before we vote, or do we have any
questions for him? Well, yeah, I think where we last left off, we'd asked Terry to convene a group, talk about a potential ordinance around exclusions, and also to, you know, make a decision about whether to appeal this decision.
I have circulated a draft of proposed, a discussion draft of proposed code amendments to the council offices. We have not, at this point, convened a group. I'm waiting for somebody to do that. Actually, I thought the council offices were going to do that. But
I think it's been done. The work's underway.
So. Okay. Yeah. And so that's in progress. And
well, Harry, help me understand something. I thought that was potentially in lieu of the appeal.
Well, there are a couple of different.
Before you make it too complicated.
Yeah.
So it's a yes or a no. I would be satisfied.
We were, I suppose, optimistically hoping we could get something done in time to obviate the need for the appeal, but obviously we haven't done that. So you can either proceed with the appeal while we try to finish this work, with the potential that we will then dismiss it or resolve it through the process of negotiating code amendments, or you can.
Yeah, let me cut to the chase. I've looked at the draft. I believe it's possible to write code that meets the council's expectation that we'll be able to manage conduct here in City Hall and also to maintain safety, and that we don't need to appeal this case in order to get to those objectives.
Mayor Hales, and I haven't seen the proposed code, does it distinguish between expressive and non-expressive conduct?
Yes,
We'll distinguish between conduct in this room and conduct in city offices.
But from my point of view, it's going to be very important to make that distinction.
Yeah,
annoying speech is one thing.
It's tied to disruption.
Disruptive speech that also involves threats or other things. Another thing. One is protected. Expressive. One is not. And I hope we make a clear distinction.
I believe we're doing that. If you have concerns about the wording, share those with us. Your office has the draft.
Okay. My understanding is that Commissioner Saltzman wants a vote on this.
That's right, because our time is expiring.
So maybe we could just make our comments as we vote.
All right. Harry, thank you very much. Okay. Let's take a vote, please.
There is a big difference between disruptive behavior and threatening behavior, and any code we write needs to qualify those two things. There is also a difference between yelling at council in council chambers at public hearings and yelling at city staff as they try to do their work. And so the code rewrite needs to differentiate between those two. I would actually say that there's something to be said for not yelling at me in the grocery store as I'm trying to buy milk at 11 o'clock at night, but that's not covered by our city ordinance. So,
is that Joe Walsh or Dan Saltzman?
Neither. I understand the concerns that are driving the appeal. Freedom of speech is one of the highest constitutional rights, particularly when addressing our elected officials, and it is often inconvenient and can be ugly, and any limitation should be used judiciously. So I respectfully vote no.
Yes.
I can't support the appeal, but I want to make a couple comments as well. First, and this is directed to the mayor and to Fred Miller and others, there are some current and serious safety issues in this building, which employees in my office and other offices do not feel are being addressed satisfactorily. And that's not for a discussion at this body. But we want everyone to feel safe when they come to work. And when I hear from young women working in offices, when I hear from employees in other offices that there are safety issues, I take that very seriously. That's one of our primary obligations. And so I want us to revisit that question of having a place that's welcoming and accessible to the people we serve, but also allows people who work in this building to feel safe. And I respectfully would argue it's out of whack. I went back and looked at the testimony when we had the first hearing on this, and I'm going to quote someone who actually testified in the record. He said as follows, quote, "I am a very nonviolent person, mouthy, obnoxious, pushy. I take those because that's what activists do. We don't look for making friends." He went on to say, I'm not an advocate. I'm not a diplomat. I throw rocks. That was Mr. Walsh in his testimony before us. And here's where I draw the line. People that come before us, I believe, have a First Amendment constitutional right to be mouthy, obnoxious, and pushy. Whether we agree or disagree with their speech, in our system, we celebrate all kinds of speech. People do not have the right to throw rocks. And I know he meant that metaphorically, but throwing rocks or anything that crosses a line into non-expressive, threatening behavior cannot be tolerated. And I want to work with you, Mayor, and our colleagues to craft rules that treat those two things very differently, because I believe that we have to have a zero-tolerance policy for anything that goes into the non-expressive, threatening behavior. I think we need to have a more elastic and frankly, a broader view under the First Amendment of speech that is just expressive and might otherwise be mouthy, obnoxious, or pushy. So on that basis, I can't support the appeal. No.
Saltzman?
Well, it's all well and good to have lofty discussions and wrap ourselves in First Amendment discussions, but that's not what this is about. This is not about Mr. Walsh, as I said a couple weeks ago. This is about protecting city employees and protecting ourselves from people who are violent, threatening, or intimidating. It happens. I'm very encouraged that we're going to, work on an ordinance, but I also very wary that these things tend to veer off path, and, I can ask 3 months from now, whatever happened to that ordinance we were talking about? So while I'm encouraged by the discussion, I'm encouraged by a seeming consensus around an ordinance, I'm not willing to put all my stock in that, and I believe the appeal, as was recommended by our council, that we should pursue a parallel track of an appeal and an ordinance at the same time. So this is really about protecting ourselves and the people who work in this building, and I don't think they take lightly to wrapping ourselves in academic, lofty discussions about First Amendment. So I think we should appeal this, because this ruling limits our ability to exclude anybody who is violent, threatening, or aggressive with respect to us or people in the building. We can only exclude them for the day. So you can leave a backpack in the chambers with a timing device, and we can say, hey, you shouldn't have done that. We'll see you tomorrow. That's not right. It's not safe. It doesn't protect the people who work in this building. So I vote in favor of the appeal. Aye.
Novick?
Nay.
Hales?
I want to return to what I said 2 weeks ago and assure the council that it's my intention to ask City Attorney's Office and our staffs to move quickly to develop proposed ordinance language that is not months from now that we'll be talking about this. I take that point seriously. That addresses both the need to manage the public dialogue in this chamber in an adult way and to maintain that adult environment, except when we have children here, and then to also make sure that the legitimate safety issues that have been raised are addressed. I think we can do that by ordinance. We don't have to do that by going to court. That's my intention, and we will be back shortly with those proposals. No. Okay, item